Yivamis Perikud Aleph Mishnah Hey Kohenes Shnis Arav Lodo Bivlad Shivchoso. So here we have a woman she's an Ashes Kohen, so her child certainly could eat Truma. Vlad Shivchoso, her Shivcha could also eat Truma because she's an Eved of a Kohen. So the Vlad Shivchoso as a child also belongs to a Kohen, also has a din, Tzad King Kasper to eat Truma. But there's two children over here. Chalukas ha-goyrin is not because of the heter of eating truma. Chalukas ha-goyrin means who in a town, the town of, go to any town in Eretz Yisrael, there was a base ha-goyrin over there. Everybody had space and they would give out truma. Chalukim kifi those who had a schus to eat truma. Avodim don't have that schus. Avodim eat from the truma of their odoin. So over here, these two children, one of them is a kohen, one of them is an eved belonging to a kohen. So now they only have one schus chaluk of a kohen, but in a mitam lemeisim, v'shteitzach, they have a sofik kohen, a sofik eved, so melev al tchumra in mitam lemeisim. V'ein noisim noshim, ben ksheis ben plus, can't marry an eved, not a kohen. Higdi lu'ataru viz, these two Nebuch children grow up, and one of them is a yid, one of them is not. Who wants to be in such a state? Now both of them are for sure yid. One of them has a din of a ger meshuchra, of a eved meshuchra has a din of a ger. And one of them is a kohen, midlei dosoi. Memela noisim noshim ruyas lakuna. Neither one of them could marry a mamzeris, let's say, who's ruuya for a ger, because one of them is a kohen. They have to be machmer. So the memela, there has to be two women that are ruyas lakuna, ve'enu mitamu lemeisim, they still have that chumra. Ve'im nitamu, if they were mitamu themselves, enim sefken sarboim, v'shteitzach the same sofik, they can't give them malchus. Ve'enu oichlin betruma, they can't eat truma, because now one of them is not an evit. It was worth the price of being meshuchi, should be a yid. Both of them feel that they should rather be vadayidin. But, that's for sure, that one of them is a ger meshuchra, is an eved meshuchra, is din of a ger, ve'en neichel v'chumo. V'im ochlu, ena meshalman karen v'chemish. What's the regular din of a zor who's oichel truma, or a ger? The halacha is that he has to pay back the karen, plus he has to pay a chemish. Over here, you can't be mechayivim. Amaitz mechavel v'rayev. Because maybe he's a kohen. Ve'en cholken al ha-goyen. Here, you have to add a knetch. Even though L'chor, one of them definitely does have a schus chaluka b'goyin, but over here, we're not going to give to both of them coming together, because they're going to walk away with one chelik. We're afraid that somebody's going to eat. Only one of them has a schus to eat, but both of them are not allowed to eat. So you can't give them one bit of truma, one chelik of achilas truma, for them to have, because neither one of them is allowed to eat it. Now, what happens with their own truma? You don't have to give them truma from the tzibur. But what about their own truma? They have their own fields. They harvest, they till, they put in the beis ha-goyin. They have their own truma. They certainly don't have to give it to other kahanim. Hamoitzim echavel v'raya, the same way when there's a sofik, they don't have to pay because maybe they're kahanim. Over here, if they're kahanim, they certainly don't have to give. The din of nesinas truma is a moment as the gedin. It's a schus in the kohen to get the truma that was whole fresh. Mitzad the isa v'heter, avadah they're not allowed to eat. But mitzad ha-moitzim echavel v'rayev, so the kohen is not mechuyev to give it to somebody. But what should he do with it? Neither one of these two fellows can eat. One's a kohen, one's a ger, an eved meshuchra. They can't eat, so they have truma. Meichin is a truma. V'adomim shalahem, they can keep the money. V'einan cholkim b'kotshe ha-mikdosh. Neither one of them has a schus to get kochim the Beis HaMikdash. One of them is a kohen, one's not. Vein noislam kochim, you can't give them kochim. One is a general schus of a kohen to eat, let's say, the kochim kadoshim. A noislam kochim means you can't give them karbonis to be makiv, or these other karbonis, it's not mitzad chalukas ha-kochim, but let's say schusim that he has. There's a bosser from Bechoyrois, and charomim to give to kahanim. You can't give it to them. Ve'en metzin shalahem yodam. But if they have, l'moshul, let's say one of these two fellows, who's a sofik, did naveru, and he has to bring a korban chatos. He's not mechuyiv to give all the basar of his korban to be eaten by the Anshei Mishmar, by the other Kehanim. He could hold on to it himself, and he could give it to whoever he wants. Or let's say, he'll say it differently. Let's say a Bechor, he has a field. The same way he had Truma before, that he doesn't have to give out, he's allowed to sell to a Kohen. If he has a Bechor, what's the halacha of a Kohen has a Bechor, born from his sheep? The halacha is he keeps it. It's only Yisrael that has to give a Bechor to a Kohen. But a Kohen doesn't have to give it. Similarly, in Metzion Shalem Yodam. Now he won't be able to eat it because only a Kohen could eat from Bechor. He'll invite, he'll sell schus, he'll invite whoever he wants to invite. Family members, only a Kohen can eat it, but it's his choice. These three matnas kuhuna, Zroel, Lechayim, and Keva, are discussed in Mesechus Kulin. They're three matonois that are taken hufrash from a behemoth that's shechted by Yisrael, and they're given to a Kohen. But they never become Kaddish. It's not like Truma that has Kedusha, so only a Kohen can eat. Zroel, Lechayim, and Keva is matonis, like Pidyon HaBen. It belongs to the Kohen. So it's a purely monetary, it's a schus moment of matnas kuhuna. So Mel is a tiny man, it's a mechad al-barai. He doesn't have to be yotze that din. And he's not over by eating the whole behemoth because the whole din is only a moment of din. There's no yisra achilo. So he doesn't even have to sell it to another kohen. U'b'choy roi. Yehi roi ad shi yistoyev. His b'chor, like we spoke out before, he doesn't have to give it to a kohen. What should he do if he's a Safik? He doesn't want to give the Bechor to a Kohen, but he also can't eat it. So what he's allowed to do, he doesn't have to give it, like we said, to a Kohen. He waits until it becomes Yeroya, until it's in the field, Achi Yistoyev. It grazes until it becomes a Bamum. We have this din over and over again in Bechoris and Tmura, Yer Achi Yistoyev. And then we had it in Pesach Moso. And then what do you do with it? And then he can eat it, even if it's Yisrael. The Isser of Yisrael to eat a Bechor is only when it's B'Gdushosoy, not when it's P'sulei HaMekdoshim, when it was Yiroa Chiyistoyev. So that's what you do. V'nois Nolov, on every single one of these type of Sveikis, Chumre Kehanim V'Chumre Yisraelim. Now, the Chayra, We just spoke out a myriad, a bunch of different chumras and kulas. Well, what's the Mishnah being raised over here? So Mishnah adds a knetch, that the halacha is that there are dinim in korban mincha when a kohen brings that are different than a korban mincha of Yisrael. A korban mincha of Yisrael is nikmetzes, you take kmitza, and that's the part of your makriv, and then the kehanim eat the rest. The kohimitz goes on the mizbeach, Tashar Nechal HaKoinim. And Minchas Koin is Nisraf Kolu. So Memela, what happens if one of these type of people, where he's a Sofik Yisrael, Sofik Koin, brings a Korban Mincha? What should you do? So what you have to do is you have to take off a Kmitza, and then Ein Shioreo Necholim, the rest of it you don't eat, you have to be Makriv the whole thing. The Koimitz is Korav Bifnei Atzmoy, because that is the din of a Minchas Yisrael, the Koimitz has to be hooked up Bifnei Atzmoy. So you makdir the koimitz, kishal atzmoy. The shirayim, you yotze the carbon with that. The shirayim, the rest of the carbon, which if it would be Yisrael, you could the kehanim eat it in the kodesh, in the azara. If it would belong, if it's a kohen, a carbon of a kohen, then it would be hukar al mizbeach. So what you do is the makrivit na al gabi mizbeach, the makrivit nisrofen bebeis hadoshen, like any other sofik of kochim, where you can't put it on the Mizbech. The Shiorim, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbech. If it's a Kohen of Yisrael, you're not allowed to put on the Shiorim. That's Exeris HaKosov, Lo Saktir Mimenu Isha Lashem, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. So what that means is that anything that belongs Lo Ishim, Lo Saktir Mimenu Isha, if it belongs on the Isha, which is the fire, Lashem, then it should not be Hukar Valgabi Mizbech. So you can't just say, okay, so we won't eat any of it, and the whole thing should go on the Mizbech. You can't be makim on the Mizbech. So you have to do the koimitz like an avoidis, like a mincha of the avoidah of Yisrael, and you have to be makim that separately. The shirayim you can't eat, you also can't be makim on the Mizbech. It has to be nisif v'beis hadosh, and that's what the last line in the Mishnah is coming to include. Mishnah Vov. Misha leisho aso achabay leshloisha chadoshim. Here we have another type of sofik. A woman didn't wait after her husband divorced her or her husband died. Shloisha Chadoshim. Vinise, she got married. There's halacha we had in the fourth perek. A woman has to wait. This is man avkona. The same way by Yevoma, that's where the context was, that the perek over there started off that a woman whose husband died can't be nisiyabim until 3 months, because maybe she's expecting him. Maybe then her brother-in-law is not a Yevom, so it's Bola Eshazach. So you always have to wait 3 months. That's the Roiv is, the Roiv Noshim, Hukrois Ubrois, after 3 months. You wait 3 months. And then the halacha is V'nises V'yolda. She didn't wait. L'maisa, she got married, and she had a child. V'ein yadu'im ben tisha l'rishin ben shiva l'achin. It's not a shayla really, it's not here practically, because b'zman hazeh they'll know which child is premature. When we say ben tisha and ben shiva, we're not talking about a baby that's born a preemie, that's born 8 weeks early. What we're talking about is a Naya Metzias that's called a Ben Shiva. The Siddur Hazeh Metzias by Chazal, where there was a baby that was fully formed as a Ben Shiva. There's such a possibility. A Ben Tisha, which is certainly the majority, Tisha Yarche Leida, but it could be a Ben Shiva L'Achrin. It could be a 9-month full-term baby from the first husband, or it could be a Ben Shiva from the second husband. Let's say she has children from the first and children from the second. She had other children before with her first husband. She has other children afterwards with her second husband. That means this Suffolk Nebuch dies. Let's say he leaves over his wife without children. He's a Suffolk. He certainly has a brother, either from the first marriage or second. The question is, which marriage does he belong to? So Memela, neither one can be Miyabim. Cholzin v'loy Miyabim. Because from the older brother, they're certainly both his brothers, right? Let's say his mother was married to Mr. Schwartz and then Mr. Weiss. So he has one brother whose last name is Schwartz, one brother whose last name is Weiss. Schwartz is obviously older than Weiss, because the former Mrs. Schwartz was an Almana married Weiss. So now, he has two brothers. One of them is an Eshes Ach Min Ho'av, and could be Miyabim, his wife. But you don't know who. The one who's not can't be Miyabim Mitzad Stama marriage, because it's an Eshes Ach Min Ho'aim. It's a pure Erva. It's Chavi Krisus. So Melech Choltz V'loi Miyabim. V'chein Hu Lohem. He has the same problem. One of them is going to be an Eshes Ach Min Ho'aim, which is pure Chavi Krisus, and only one of them will be an Eshes Ach Min Ho'av, which is Roy Leibum. So therefore he can be Chalitz and not be Yabim. Chalitz for Lemi Yabim. Hoy loy achim and Oishoim. The achim and Asheni shall loy mi Oisohoim. Here's a little bit of a complication. Schwartz, from the first husband who died, had other children but not from this mother. So Yesh Lodun, Hoim, this Suffolk who was born, Suffolk Ben Tisha, Suffolk Ben Shiva, is he a full brother of Schwartz, or he's not a brother at all? The much older Schwartz siblings, if he's from the second marriage and not a brother, not Menoav, and not Menaim, Simel, they can be Miyabim. Chelitzai Miyabim. Same goes for the second one. If Weiss from the second husband has other children that are not from this mother, so if they're not his brother, then they're not his brother at all. So therefore, Hoyoloi Achim and Arishim Achim and Asheni Shaloi Mioisem, not from this woman who violated Aloha by marrying within 3 months. Who Chaylatsu Miyabim? He could be Chaylatsu Miyabim, a brother from either one, because it's either an Eshzach Hamuteris or not. Vehem Lamaisi, he's a Suffolk. So Mele Echod Chaylats, and then the other one, Vehechod Miyabim. Once one was Chaylats, there's certainly no Issa of Zor Lashuk. So Mele, then the other one could be Miyabim. If it's not a Yibum, if it's not a Mitzvah, then they're getting married, but there's no Issa.